This episode brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever find yourself playing the budgeting game? Shifting a little money here, a little there, and hoping it all works out? Well, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive, you can get a better budgeter and potentially lower your insurance bill too. You tell Progressive what you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll help find you options within your budget. Try it today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This
Let it ride.
Is the Rich Eisen Show.
I'm just saying hello to see how you're doing, which I do every day.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm not doing great.
Stolen by Bridges. They've done it again. They've done it again. The New York Knicks take both in Boston and a 2-0 lead headed back to the Mecca.
Earlier on the show, longtime Cowboys insider Clarence Hill, Titans general manager Mike Borgonzi. Still to come, actor Joe Mantegna. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Joe Mantegna is making his way to our studio. Susie's already here getting set to put us through the paces for a second straight day to get us ready for our Celebrity Family Feud appearance against the Dan Patrick Show to be recorded next week and aired sometime on ABC in the near future. Lots at stake there.
Big time.
We've been talking over the last 2 hours about the Dallas Cowboys making that acquisition of George Pickens. Clarence Hill, what a great conversation with him. Mike Borgonzi, the general manager of the Tennessee Titans, joined us at the top of hour number two. During that conversation, the Cardinals made their latest pick, but the conclave is over in Vatican City, and the newest pope is from Chicago. Went to Villanova. So Bears fans and Knicks fans are saying this is a divine sign that's going to be great in the sports world. That's at least our lane, if you will. Steph Curry is talking right now about missing his first playoff game tonight in 7 years as the Warriors are getting set to try and do to the Timberwolves what the Pacers and Knicks have done to the Cavs and the Celtics, respectively, take a 2-0 lead on the road back home in a second-round series. The Oklahoma City Thunder is the first team to actually hold serve in front of their fans, who once again wore all the same clothing. Did you see that John Calipari was sitting front row last night, and he did not put on the team-issued T-shirt? Did you see that photograph?
Neither did Jimmy Goldstein. He was
Actually, what I would love to see is
scarves.
Oklahoma City give out Jimmy Goldstein clothes to everyone else.
Be a little pricey, but sure. Right.
Very pricey.
I don't know. You can go
There's
to
only so many anacondas that can go around.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Susie knows Jimmy for way back in the day when he was at Lakers games all the time. As a matter of fact, he had a party at his house when the All-Star game was out here in L.A.
Have you guys ever been to his house before?
That was my first and only time.
Yo, you ever been?
No. Didn't he buy, Wilt's old house?
You could see from his house.
But, like, hey, you remember Charlie's Angels 2, Lucy Liu's house? Yeah, it's a glass. It's like glass walls. It's in all types of movies.
Was it in Lebowski, too? Is it?
Yes, yeah. I believe that was. It was.
Is that his, too?
I think so.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So Joe Mantegna is about to join us in support of the 18th season of Criminal Minds Evolution, premiering today exclusively on Paramount Plus. New episodes drop weekly on Thursdays. Obviously, if you're streaming it on Paramount Plus, that's available right here on the Roku portal. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. Let's talk about one of my favorite subject matters.
You?
No, TJ.
Oh, my bad.
Not me.
My bad.
How dare you?
You're holding that stick. You're
I know, Mr. Kendo stick over there.
I feel empowered with this thing.
Clearly. God.
I feel like Tommy Dreamer.
All right, Jedi Knight.
Sandman.
Whatever. It's Travis Hunter.
Ah.
He graduated today.
Oh, word?
Yeah, we got a video of it.
What's up, Rob Nation? It's your boy, Trav. JB.
Graduated, man.
Yes, indeed.
That's cool.
He graduated today.
That's awesome.
I don't know if he lost amongst the Heisman Trophy and the two-way situation. Did you know he was a first-team All-American?
What can't this guy do?
Or academic
All-American? A first-team academic All-American.
That's awesome.
Let me make sure I get this correct here. I did have it up, but I've closed so many windows. It's almost like my three-point shooting here. Hold on a minute.
That was not your best effort.
No,
you've had some good spots this week, but that was not.
Rich, if you had 1% less windows open, you'd be easier for you to find.
He had a, see how easy that was. Okay, very good. he graduated with a degree in anthropology with a grade point average of 3.9, I think 7.
Oh,
yeah,
better than I did in college.
Yeah,
better than I did in high school.
And 3 point, pardon me, I juxtaposed it, 3.79. Pretty damn good either way.
How did the Titans and again, pass
let
this
me
guy
just,
up?
Let me just say here, okay. No, they passed him up. You heard what Mike Borgonzi had to say. They feel Cam Ward is the quarterback of the future, and they're going to let him just come in and go through the paces. They're not going to anoint him.
Like the Pope.
Okay, they're not going to anoint him. They're going to make sure that he's got everything settled, and then they're going to go win football games with him best they can. But you know how I feel about Travis Hunter, okay? And they passed up, as did the Cleveland Browns, on taking a guy who is beyond next level. Everything you want in a football player, you got talent, game-changing talent, transformational talent, okay? Maybe first-of-its-kind talent. That's possible. And in terms of, well, he's not going to be able to do these meetings and those meetings. You want to be in one place at a time. Can't be at two places at once. Get it. Understand that. But in order to play this game on both sides of the ball, you have to have a certain brilliance. Kid's a 3.79 grade point average. And I understand you could sit here and say, all right, so, you know, maybe that wasn't all his own doing, which is a damning accusation. And I'd love to see it. All those people that have tweeted that out back that up. But he has a brain that can handle it, that can match his talent. And I can't wait to see it happen. And I want the Jacksonville Jaguars to take the governor off and just let it ride. I know that's not going to happen, but what if it does? What if it does?
These right? are the years to do it, right? His first few years in the league?
Well, that is correct. Do it now.
Yeah. See what you got. See what he's capable of.
I always remember, and there's just a few things just always just stick with me, but I will always remember when Sean Merriman, Mr. Lights Out, came on NFL Total Access, right, and showed off his famous light switch. He had a light switch
on his forearm.
Tattooed on his forearm, and he would jump up and down and turn it on and off after he sacked somebody. And Rod Woodson said to him, at some point, you'll stop doing that. And Merriman sort of looked at him like he was crazy. He basically said, at some point, you're going to be a veteran, and that's going to tire you out. Like, you need to save your energy to get ready for another snap, because you're going to be on the field quite a bit, and your body's going to start to age, and you'll be an older guy. And I'm like, wow, what a thing to say to the kid. Like, way to be a bummer, Rod, but also way to be a Hall of Fame athlete who's been there, done that. Not like he ever had a lights out dance. I don't think Rod ever had a dance.
That would have been funny.
So while you can do it, let's do it. Now, this is how it's going to play out. I'll tell you how it's going to play out. It will play out with us talking about it, us asking the questions, us hearing the way things are going inside the meeting rooms and the halls, and you will find out that the Jacksonville Jaguars are falling head over heels in love with Travis Hunter, the person, the player, the spirit, the essence, the leader, and the talent. You're going to find that out. And they'll play coy. They'll say, we're going to start him on offense. We'll see what he's going to do on defense, or the other way around, right? And then training camp will open. He will have a ton of microphones in front of him, which I think will be helpful for Trevor Lawrence. And we're going to hear about how many snaps he's getting on either side of the ball. And we'll hear what the plan's going to be. They'll play coy about it. We won't see anything in preseason to give us an indication other than the fact that he may play one side of the ball more than the other. Okay. But they're not going to reveal anything in training camp. And then we're going to find out in game one of the season exactly what the hell's going on with this kid and their plans for him. And that's why I cannot wait for the schedule release to come out. I don't think we've ever done this for the Jacksonville Jaguars. And the this is who should be their first game. If you are the schedule makers, we do this for the defending Super Bowl champs. We did this for the Jets, right? When they were unveiling Aaron Rodgers, who's it going to be and when, right? Ooh. Who's it going to be?
Ooh. Home
and
game?
Here are the choices.
Home game or road game?
Let's do it at home, okay? In front of the Jacksonville faithful. You've got the AFC South opponents, obviously. You've got both LA teams. You've got Seattle, the Jets, and you've got the Chiefs.
And you got to go Titans right out the gate.
That's what I say.
Let's see the number one pick.
Against number
against
two.
The guy you didn't take.
Right, yeah.
And let's say Travis Hunter picks him off. Ooh.
Big. Well, you mean picks Will Levis off.
Right, it's like a no-brainer.
He's going to be starting.
To yeah, do that. Right. Obviously, sticking the Chiefs there would be always fun.
That's always good for business.
That's fun.
You know, the Jets, you got Sauce. Right?
Justin Fields?
I mean, of interest, but I don't think there. You put Rich. Him on the road. I don't think there's anything on the road that just jumps out at you or yells at you, right?
Rich, going back to the Rams, it's don't you want to see him lining up against Puka?
You could do this. Yeah. Sure, you could do this. You don't put him at home. You put him on the road, and you put him in Colorado. They play Denver.
That's true.
Oh, I see.
In Denver,
they have a really tough road schedule.
But that's also, and plus, that would put him in the late window. That would put him in a late window game. Week one opener for Denver is Jacksonville, and Travis Hunter is back in Colorado, right? There's no Cleveland on here. Like, again, like that would be
right.
something, but you're not going to sit here as a schedule maker in May and assume Shedeur Sanders is starting, let alone making the team. I think you're right. I think you put the Tennessee Titans in Jacksonville and the first overall pick in the draft, because we're assuming it's Cam Ward. Boy, it would be much easier to just do this sort of thing if they had come out in Tennessee and done what the Bears did last year and just named Cam Ward first overall.
But you'd be stunned if it's not.
I don't know. I mean,
right?
I think the Titans can absolutely say he's not starting week one. We're just going to give him a couple more weeks.
Yeah, but it's not like he is a redshirt sophomore who came out. He's played a lot of college football, a lot of games under his belt.
Correct.
True.
Number one pick, huge success at Miami last year, broke all kinds of offensive records, the comebacks. We all saw it.
The top two picks. Remember they started Jameis against Mariota one year? And Mariota had a perfect passer rating and came out of the game because the game was over. He didn't finish because he just destroyed Jameis and Tampa so significantly. I think he had four touchdown passes in that game that day, if I'm not mistaken, if my memory serves. I don't know why I remember that sort of stuff, but it's very rare to start the first overall pick against the second overall pick right off the bat.
Yeah, but that's fun. I like when they do that.
I think that's it, right? Because we may get an indication. The hardworking information women and men of our business will report on it. This is what the plan is, right? This is what we're thinking. So we won't know till week one where it really looks like, and then we'll find out. We'll come on the air on that, I'm assuming, Monday. They're not going to put this as one of the two Monday night. The Monday night, there's no more two Monday nights to start the season anymore.
Oh, it's week two.
Yeah, remember, right? Call it a doubleheader. They're on at the same time.
Well, they're staggered by like 45 minutes, right? Maybe.
The first Monday nighter will not be Jacksonville. That won't happen, no matter how much the interest of Travis Hunter is significant. So I think we're going to come on that Monday, and one of the things we'll talk about is just how many snaps he played and on which side of the ball, because we won't see it in the preseason. They're not going to play him 100 snaps in a preseason game. They're just not going to do it.
No. He might not play 100 total.
He might not even play. Right? Preseason game number three, he's not playing. Preseason games one and two, they'll get him out there, sure.
A little bit.
But not like to the extent of what we're wondering going to be, definitely, correct?
Yeah. No. Good memory from you, Rich. Week one, 2015, Marcus Mariota, 13 of 15, four touchdowns, 158.3 passer rating. They whacked the Bucs 42-14.
Okay. But that's it. We've never done that endeavor before for Jacksonville, but that's what... I don't know. I can't get enough of this kid. It's a story that is maybe underreported because nobody... And the same thing with Cam Ward. You're talking about two teams at the bottom of the AFC South, the division whose winner is perennially the first game of Wild Card Weekend.
Right.
Houston will always,
Saturday,
if they win the division,
Saturday 3 Eastern.
First up, you know. So, there you have it. I don't know. I just think it's underreported. The guy's a unicorn, and I can't wait to see it. And I think it would be great. Tennessee versus Jacksonville. Right off the bat, you got a division game, and it's in Jacksonville. And let's, you know, it's sell it out. Cam Ward in the state of Florida. I mean, it works.
Even if it's Tennessee, too. I mean, either one, I think, is fine.
No, Cam Ward back in Florida.
Oh, back in Florida. Yeah.
Travis in front of his home folks. Tennessee would probably be like, why can't we have it in our spot? I don't know.
I like it. That's a good week one. Sneaky good.
Let's go.
All right. Joe Mantegna is pulling in right now, guys.
And George Pickens is a Cowboy. Did I mention...
How's that? I mean, what do you think is going to happen here all of a sudden? That all of a sudden he's going to be... like Dez Bryant, great, like right off the bat.
He's got the talent.
Well, he's got a better quarterback.
Better quarterback that he's ever had. He's got a better running mate at wide receiver that he's ever had.
Hold on. Dak's better than Romo? Or are you talking about
George Pickens.
Okay.
Don't forget what Clarence Hill said. He called his quarterbacks in Pittsburgh bums.
Yeah. Twice.
And then said with all due respect, which is just next ready.
What do I think is going to happen? I don't know. Just something to excite me is all I want.
Here's what's going to happen. Joe, Susie's going to finish up the show by running us through some more Family Feud paces.
Yeah. Love it.
We're gonna do it without Del Tufo and find out if he really was the dead weight.
It might be harder. We'll find out. If it's harder.
Let's take a break.
The questions
Joe Mantegna is going to be here next. Criminal Minds Evolution. Joe is back on the Rich Eisen Show set. Don't go anywhere. Okay, this is not a drill. Get ready, because Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning hits theaters May 23rd, and I'm counting down the days. This is it. The biggest practical action movie ever made. Tom Cruise and director Christopher McQuarrie are back, pushing the limits of what action cinema can do. We're talking real stunts, real danger, and real edge-of-your-seat intensity, all shot in jaw-dropping locations around the world. Did you see that trailer? Tom Cruise free-falling through fire, Haley Atwell back in action, and the whole crew reunited. Ving Rhames, Simon Pegg, Isai Morales. It's like the ultimate global team-up. This franchise started almost 30 years ago, and it just keeps getting better. Mission is more than a movie. It's a high-stakes ride built on loyalty, friendship, sacrifice, and seriously gutsy stunts. So, yeah, I'm beyond excited to see Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, on the biggest screen possible in a theater, May 23rd. This summer, the mission is clear. Don't miss it.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Worried about your battery and the heat? We get it. You don't want to get stranded somewhere with a car that feels like an oven. We've got you covered at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Our free battery testing and charging service can help. And if you need a battery, we'll help you find a new one, no problem. Power through with free battery testing and charging at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions, so it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available Class Executive Advanced Safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. I'm back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Joe Mantegna is back here on the program. All right. We saw a clip of Criminal Minds Evolution. Season 18 premieres today, man. Yeah. 18 seasons.
I know. My hair was black when I started on this. It's unbelievable.
This episode two, you've 295 episodes or something.
I think more. I think I'm at 300 myself.
You personally are.
Me personally, I think I'm at 300. I think the show's going to up at like 350. We're going to be maybe with the new season, because we're going to be shooting season 19.
So. Somebody told you at the very outset this is going to happen. What would you say?
I would say thank you. I said yes, because you don't know. You know, it's always a crapshoot. You go into these things, and I did it when I accepted the job. My feeling was, I saw a few episodes because I came in season three. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, you know, some shows can go 4 or 5 years. Maybe could be do this for a couple of years. This would be nice. I love the people I met and everything, and I had a little input on the character.
Sure.
And I was so glad I had the advice given to me years ago by Don Bellisario when I did my first series, which was called First Monday, the thing about the Supreme Court I did with James Garner. He had told me at the time, he said, look, in terms of your character, you might want to pick something that's close to who you are. Because if you do a show that's got legs and it's going to go for a while, you're going to find out if you make him too weird or obtuse or something you can't relate to, you're going to have to draw on stuff you don't know about. If you can draw on who you are a lot, you can, you know, and so I did. I said, all right, I'm going to make this guy Italian-American, let's give that a shot. Thank God. I mean, I'm able to insert a lot, I think, who Joe Mantegna is part of David Ross.
Hey, man, and now here you are, again, 18 seasons into this. I got to ask, though, you got a good James Garner story? Anytime I hear his name invoked on this program, Gerald McCraney told an incredible story about how he made him feel comfortable on an episode of The Rockford Files once when he was a young actor starting out.
He was great. I mean, he's the reason I took the job. I really did. Because my career was going well. I was doing movies for the most part. But it was getting to a point in my career. Mm-hmm. My two daughters were getting older. The family was traveling with me less when I go on locations. And I thought, you know what? I really want to go home at night more. And I said, you know, and if I, and all of a sudden, and CBS at the time had kept, you know, offering me some shows. So finally they said, well, there's this show, Garner's going to do it. He doesn't want to be one on the call sheet though. He wants to be number two because he just wants to not be in it all the time.
Sure.
You'd be the lead guy. Don Bellisario's producing and I read the script and I said, you know what? I'm in, let's go. Cause I said, to work with James Garner, it's worth it just for that.
Right.
And, you know, we wound up doing like 12, 13 episodes and that we were in and out. That was that. But the experience was tremendous, and to work with him Old school. I mean, you know.
He just, probably didn't want to be number one on the call sheet because he wanted to get to Bel Air to
exactly,
peg it up.
Exactly right. Yeah, he wanted to be, and not work every day and maybe be out by 5, 6 o'clock.
Yeah. Tops. Did you ever play golf with him? Did you ever play?
You know what? It's funny. After we wrapped, he had set up a thing that we can actually go. And as it turned out, I had to leave town on the day that the one time he had to do it. And, I kept saying, we'll have to make up for it and do it another time. Of course, that never came. You know, he passed away not too long after that.
Well, I've told this story on the show before. I'll tell it here, too, is that my wife, we probably met in our green room. She's going to come out here shortly and have a fun segment here. But at any rate, she hooked me up with a round at Bel Air Country Club because she was out here covering the Lakers and the Angels and knew a ton of people in this town. And I flew in to hang out. And it was the first time I ever played at Bel Air.
Right.
And I'm thinking to myself, which celebrity might I see? Off the first tee, I sliced one so badly because I was so nervous. Plus, I'm terrible. But at any rate, long story short is it winds up right in the middle of the 18th fairway. And as soon as I'm standing over my shot, zipping up on a golf cart was Mac Davis behind the wheel and James Garner sitting in the passenger seat with a golf ball in between his thumb and his forefinger. And he looks at me and goes, is this your ball? And I'm like, no, this is my ball right here. Because he says, because somebody's playing my effing ball. And he didn't say effing. And he just went zooming right off.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
It was like literally a drive-by of James Garner and Mac Davis. And he was pissed that somebody played the wrong ball.
Yeah.
Pissed off.
If you'd have known, you could have yelled, go Sooners, and that would have won you over.
Oh, he was an Oklahoma guy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he was such a fan. And my dad was actually born in Oklahoma.
Okay.
You know, my grandparents came over from Sicily.
Yeah.
But they had a farm there in Oklahoma, and that's where my dad was. So in his heart, he was always an Okie. And so when I told Garner that, it was like, that was it. That sealed the deal. Even as a kid, I'd watched Oklahoma college football.
Joe Mantegna here on the Rich Eisen Show in support of the premiere of the 18th season of Criminal Minds Evolution premieres today. Also, perfect timing for today. We were looking for someone from Chicago wearing red, since that is apparently the order of the day.
Yes.
And you serve that for us here because, you know, there's somebody else wearing red from Chicago.
The purple color. Yeah. It's the cardinal. And you know what? I've got this theory. I just heard that he's Leo the 14th.
Correct.
And that he was born in Chicago.
Correct.
So I'm driving on the way here, when I heard this, I said, Leo the 14th, he's from Chicago. Of course. And I heard he was a Cubs fan. Ernie Banks' number. Possible, right?
Is that what you think he chose?
I mean, I'm going to go with it until they prove me wrong.
Well, I bet you Leo is not for DeRocher.
No, it's not for that. But I mean, he might have just thought, you know, I'm the Pope. I could pick who I want. 14, Ernie Banks. I'm a Cubs fan. The real Cub fans will get it. So even if not, God bless him. I'm thrilled.
Yeah.
I screamed when we heard. My wife and I both screamed when we heard. He's from Chicago.
He's from Chicago.
He probably eats Italian beefs. I mean,
well, the Conclave played too, I guess, right? This is their second day, and then the white smoke comes out, and a guy from Chicago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Fantastic.
I know.
Yeah, sounds great.
So. Are you psyched for what the Bears are cooking right now?
You know, I'm always psyched for what the Bears are cooking, what the Cubs are cooking, what the Sox, the Blackhawks. But I temper my excitement because I've been around long enough that, you know, why do that and then punish yourself later? You know what I mean? So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it all sounds good. But I'll just say same thing even with the Cubs now.
Yeah.
People go, hey, see what they did yesterday? I said, no, you don't understand. It's only May. I said, I don't even pay attention till like late August, early September, maybe.
How are you watching a Bears game? Are you chill? Are you relaxed? Do you get a little animated? Or like, what is your...
With the Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not as animated as I used to be. Let's put it that way. Because I think I've learned my lesson. I was like, you know. But, you know, 85 did so much for all of us that it was like...
Of course.
Same thing with the Cubs with 2016. It was like, okay, we got it. It's in the pocket. We have it. We can enjoy that.
Right.
Don't get crazy.
Yeah.
Because you may not get another shot in your lifetime. But we'll see.
Right. We will. Obviously, it's tough to call, but there is, you know, good cause for optimism. There really is.
Yeah, no, I think so, too. And I keep hearing, especially from the guys who are like, you know, live and die for it. And like every second, they're and I just can't I have to go. Okay, all right. I'm with you.
You got a lot going on, though, Joe. This is season 18 of your show here.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Got stuff.
Exactly. I can't expect to win on every front. So we'll see.
I think it's season 100 for the Bears or something like that, or season 102. So I've asked you this before, but we have a new audience here on the Roku channel since you've, I think, last appeared. The famous Swirsky Brothers sketch. Like, how was that presented to you? You were the host one night?
I was asked to host Saturday Night Live. And Robert Smigel, who was one of the writers at the time, had come up with this idea, said, well, you know, you're a Bears fan, right? I go, of course. You know, he said, well, I got this sketch. We want to do this thing, the Swirsky Brothers. You'll be Bob, and, you know, you'll talk about your brother who's not there because he had a heart attack, which all made sense. It was like, so I thought, well, hey, this would be fun. This would be great.
Right.
So we do the thing, and I'm thinking, great, the people in Chicago are going to probably love this, and that'll be that. But I think I had to go to Chicago about a few days later, as it turned out. Mm-hmm. And when I get there, that's all people were talking about. They said they were running that skit like 24 hours on the radio and this and that. And there were already billboards going up within months saying, the Bears, the Bulls, the Cubs, the DePaul University. They were putting the in front of everything that was Chicago that they could think of.
Yes.
And so, of course, then George Wendt then hosted it a couple of weeks later. And, of course, they made him my brother. And they would always ask me to come in whenever George would do it.
Yes.
But George had been off Cheers then and was like, for him, was great. And he was living in Chicago, just fly to New York. I was working. I couldn't, you know, jump on a plane and keep flying to New York. So he'd always say, yeah, my brother Bob's not here because he had another heart attack. And then finally I did one more because I happened to be free. And I think I was in New York. And I think it was Danny DeVito was hosting. So George and I both did it. And then we wound up doing a couple other things. We actually, they did a movie. They wrote a movie for it. And we were supposed to do the movie, but it was Chris Farley was so huge at the time. And they wanted to build it around his character.
Yes.
Chris passed away.
Oh.
And it was one of those things that was it. That kind of put the nicks on doing the movie version of it. But the movie, we wound up doing a couple readings of it in Chicago for charity. And we had Ditka come in and actually do it with us. And in typical Ditka form, we did two performances. He did the first one. We took a dinner break. He went out to dinner with his wife and forgot there was a second one. So didn't come back. But luckily, there was a, I forget what pitcher was, one of the pitchers for the White Sox came to the second one when we got him to do Ditka's part.
You got him to do Ditka's part.
Yeah, he came in because we're reading off scripts anyway.
Well, Hurricane Ditka, right? Who wins the fight, a Hurricane or Ditka? I mean,
yeah.
All of that.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
the mini Ditka. Yeah, we got your mini Ditka. If the whole team was shrunk, maybe they'd only win by 35 points. But, you know. Kind of.
You slip right back into it, right?
Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And Farley, sometimes he would just like, he would pound his chest like he was starting his heart up again,
yeah.
Right? Because
no,
he was having a heart attack.
He was unbelievable. There was one skit we had for, because you always do more skits than you need. In other words, when you're rehearsing for Saturday Night Live, because they want to have, you know, plenty just in case something happens. And also just to keep you on so that they can make a last minute change before you go to airtime and say, well, we're going to cut this skit, and that one or whatever. But he had this one skit where we were all like, it was almost like in Mississippi or something on a porch. We're all talking like this and smoking cork cob pipes. Mm-hmm. And he did a thing where I forget what even the skit was, but he leaped off of the porch, like up in the air and landed on his stomach. I thought he's got to be dead. But that was Chris. No, he jumped up and was like, and I think that's probably why they cut that skit.
They cut it.
We never aired it because I think they thought, we can't have Chris do that because next time he might bust his head open.
He might actually do something like that.
So, but he was great.
So again, George Wendt was not in the first. You were in the first.
I was in the original one. And then George came in a few weeks later when he hosted the show and they made him my brother. I think I was Bob Swirsky. He was Bill Swirsky or vice versa. I can't even remember.
Is the skit, it's got to be over 30 years old now, right?
Well, I hosted it in 1991. It was January of 91. So that's how long.
That's how long. And it still resonates. Like, people still talk that way. People still say that about the Bears, and it's not like, I've heard that before. It actually works because
the Bear fans still talk like that. You can go over there, and they're gonna. You know, we had this restaurant, Taste Chicago, for many 16 years in Burbank. My wife's restaurant,
mm-hmm.
And every Sunday we'd have the Bear fans come there, and it was just unbelievable. You know, just as you can imagine. And then we saw the Super Bowl there. Of course, they lost that Super Bowl. to Indiana. But
right.
Anyway.
It's great stuff, man.
It's great stuff.
It is exactly that. I would love to see it done, you know, one more time. You know, I mean, Smigel can write it, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Myers is coming back. He's playing Elon Musk every now and then.
Right.
So he's clearly in the mix there.
I'm game.
Let's
I'm
get
in.
You out there.
Sure.
And then George Wendt out there.
Hey, George.
And let's do it again.
Fry up a couple Polish, you know, that's all we got to do.
And now you can add Da Pope.
And Da Pope. We got Da Pope.
Oh,
who's
perfect.
Got Ernie Banks' number?
Who knew? I had no idea. Fantastic. So what do you want folks to know about season 18, Criminal Minds Evolution?
I think more of the same. I mean, on we go. I mean, I think, first of all, now that we're streaming and we're on Paramount Plus, we're able to do things that we really couldn't do on the network.
Is that right?
First of all, there's no commercials. You're able, you can kind of, there's the time limit is a little looser. In other words, we don't have to worry about that. Certainly, they've loosened up the language. And, of course, of my character, Rossi, they figure, oh, he'd be the guy that would do that. He'd be the guy that would talk like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got me saying stuff that, you know, the Pope will not be talking like that.
On the Mamet meter, though, what is it? On the Mamet meter, one to ten, one being, you know, the least, and ten being, you know, Glengarry, Glenn Ross on steroids. What would it be?
On Criminal Minds, you mean?
Your language.
My language on that show? Mm. Well, it's not going to
on the Mamet meter.
The Mamet's like a 9+, you know, and I've done those shows and those movies. Criminal Minds, we're probably right around a 6.5, 7.
I'll take it. That's
something
that's
like
blue.
That.
That's
because
blue.
we're not nailing it all the time, but they lean on me for a good amount of it. There's one episode, I think, where I tried to get Kirsten's character, Garcia,
yes,
who's like, and she's trying. She's going, she can't quite get the word out.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier for you again, and just the success of this show. It just keeps going and going and going.
Yeah, no. I'm so glad. One other thing, too. I'm trying my assistant, who's been with me for 24 years, Danny Ram,
mm-hmm,
wrote this book called Long Branch.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get that done as a possible TV series. Because the book is just tremendous. I did the audio version of it. And so anyway, I'm sure we brought you a signed copy of it.
Oh, fantastic.
I'd love you to read it at some time.
Oh, I would love to.
Because that's something that, you know, I've got my day job, but I'm always, you know, always looking for that other thing.
Okay.
And this is a terrific book, and we're hoping to you know, do something. We're already getting some attention for it. So
okay, well, that's great, and people can get that where all books are.
Yeah, I think Amazon, you go.
Yeah, okay, fantastic.
Like that, right?
Audible and all that.
Audible, yeah.
Fantastic. It's all about the streaming world for us right now.
There
we're streaming
go.
Right now. My
there
goodness.
You go.
And then we'll get a chief for you next time. That
there you go.
You're here.
I'm still doing a Simpsons. Still Fat Tony. Been doing that for 34 years.
30.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you don't just do things one and done, man.
I guess not. It's, you know, I like these. I like the longevity stuff.
How did Fat Tony come about? For you.
You know what? Godfather 3 had just opened. That was like, it opened at Christmas of 1990.
Yeah.
And that's why I hosted Saturday Night Live in January of 91, because that movie was out. It was the new Godfather movie, getting a lot of
my
attention.
Goodness.
I was Joey Zaza, the villain.
Yes.
So right after that, in February, The Simpsons came to me, and The Simpsons had only been on three. This was their third season. I come in threes. I came into Criminal Minds in season three. I came into that season three. Three's my lucky number. So they come to me, and I read the script, and I go, oh, this is funny. I don't even know what The Simpsons I knew kind of what it was, but I thought, oh, this will be fun. I'll do this. You know, I could get it. I'm playing a guy in Godfather. It makes sense. They would get me to play this character. But what I didn't want to do was use my own voice, because that's the voice of Joey Zaza in Godfather 3, and the movie's playing. I'm thinking Coppola's going to lose his mind if all of a sudden there's this little cartoon. You know, what? That's Joey Zaza. No. So I said, I'm going to use my Uncle Willie's voice unless they stop me.
And my Uncle Willie talked like this, you know, because he had a battle with throat cancer, but he beat it, and he talked like this.
So I said, I'll do that for the character, and unless they stop me, I'll just keep doing it. Well, I did it for the whole episode, and I went, oh, I got through it. They liked it. Great. I'm thinking, that's it, one and done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of weeks later, I get a call. Hey, you know, we like that Fat Tony. Want to come to another one? That was 34 years ago. I've been getting that call. You know, you want to do a couple? I've been doing, I think they told me I've done the most guest shots of somebody who's not part of the, you know, the
And there
the
have been some
group.
Guest shots, man.
There's
for sure throughout that entire history.
Yeah.
What's you got a favorite Fat Tony line that jumps out at you that you're.
The one they seem to use a lot is, I don't get mad, I get stabby. So you take that as you will.
Being
from Chicago, it kind of applies. I mean, you know, that clip you showed from Criminal Minds. It seems like Rossi could have said that line. You know, it was very similar.
I don't get mad.
I don't get mad, I get stabby. Yeah, that's it.
That's now a new drop. We'll play that every now and then. We'll figure out a way that we can really use that line. Joe Mantegna, you're a prince. Thanks for coming down here. You're welcome here anytime. My pleasure.
I love coming here, my man.
Thank you.
It's great.
I really appreciate that. Joe Mantegna, everyone check out another season 18 of Criminal Minds Evolution that premieres today on Paramount Plus every Thursday. Catch it right here.
Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced or brake light fixed or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out, for recovery, it's game-changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details. Susie Schuster is back here on the program. Our radio audience has rejoined you. You are kind enough to come all the way down here because our first foray
because
to practice.
Because you guys were terrible.
For Family Feud.
Yeah,
didn't go
awful. I mean, no,
actually, 50-50. You were the strongest.
TJ, out of all of us. I told them that you may have to back cleanup. I'm concerned about where they're placing. Felly, you were great.
Del Tufo was absolutely horrible. But here's the thing.
I wasn't listening.
Jay, you're now in the position of, because Del Tufo's not here, you can prove that it is possible to play this game and also have one ear on Mike Hoskins telling you to either hit the ding button or the X button. Okay,
It might be challenging. Okay. We'll find out.
All right, here we go.
Felly, I believe in you.
Don't defend me.
Susie Schuster.
I believe in
you. Do you have the music?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, here we go.
I've got the question.
All right, here we go. Rehearsing for Celebrity Family Feud, getting ready to take down the Dan Patrick Show. Susie Schuster.
That is a great Photoshop.
Name a U.S. city where lots of rich people live, people.
TJ.
We're going in order again.
I don't like that.
Take control of the hosting, Susie.
New York City.
Why is he getting number one all the time?
New York City.
TJ goes first.
New York City.
We're going in order.
Good Lord. New York City. Is it on the list?
New York City, second on the list, 21 points. Are we going this way?
Yeah. Chris, TJ,
what do you got?
Beverly Hills, California.
Ding, ding, ding. Number one answer, 48 points for L.A., Beverly Hills.
Okay.
Now we go to Philly.
No, you go to TJ.
TJ.
It's not the circle.
Yeah, what are we doing? Circle. This is the order.
This is the order of what we're doing.
TJ.
Show.
Gosh.
Even though I tapped in first.
Literally did this yesterday.
Name a city that's rich.
Fort Lauderdale?
Oh, my God. Good Lord. Is that an X or it's an X?
Yeah,
okay.
It's an X.
That was on him.
Okay.
There's stress on you.
Now you go.
I'm going to say Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. Do I hear Las Vegas?
Is that a ding? There it is.
8 points on the board. That's the fourth. Now you have 3 more.
San Francisco.
You got that. This is number seven on the board with 4 points.
Chris?
Miami.
That's number three with nine.
Would Fort Lauderdale have counted?
State County.
Okay. What do you got?
Dallas?
You got one left?
I would have thought Dallas, but now we got one left.
Jay Felly? You got two. It's two strikes or three strikes?
You got two
strikes.
Left.
That's two strikes.
They're both mine, apparently.
Yeah. Jay? Okay.
Now you can't sit it out. You got to make a guess.
No, I mean,
you only get what if you guess right?
Now you get 3 seconds.
Chicago. What's the what does he say?
Palm Beach.
Palm Beach.
God.
Okay. What else?
People at the mall know Palm Beach.
Philadelphia at six with number four.
Oh my goodness! I don't get that.
That's one of those where he'd sit there and look at the camera and go.
Yeah, I don't think the other team would have stolen that.
No, I don't think so either. Nope. Philadelphia. Somebody must have been watching Trading Places. Okay, you got another one. Very good.
Name your favorite thing to do at parties.
So here's the thing. Right now, I get to go first. That's what we screwed up yesterday. Okay. You can have to rotate. Okay, so
name your favorite thing to do at parties, Chris.
Eat.
You got it. That's 8 points. It's the fourth highest.
Oh, that's not good. TJ?
TJ?
Drink and buy.
That's it.
Yeah, you go. That's number three. That's 18
points.
Number
three.
Number
three. What are you doing at parties, y'all?
I'm going to say socialize.
Well done. Number two, talk. 21 points, Jay Felly.
Okay, I'm going to do this because this is what the game shows are all about, even though my wife is the hit on women.
Oh. That's what we're looking for, though. That's the type of things you're looking for, right?
That's what you're looking for.
Hold on,
right,
Matt. There. Now can I have the single? Okay. Can I guess what this?
Yes. Okay. I'm going to say dance.
Number one, 45 points. Okay, there you go. That's it?
Anything left?
I mean, we got...
One more?
Yes.
One more?
TJ?
Leave early.
Oh, good one.
Oh, but that's my favorite. But it's not on the board.
That would be a Dan Patrick exit. Irish king of the Irish exit. Yeah. King of it.
No. Nope.
Sing.
Sing.
Felly.
Sing. Hey. Okay.
You are value added. 6 points for that one. All right, there you go. Karaoke. Karaoke also.
That would have been my answer.
By the way,
if you have one more, we'll do that in the Roku segment to wrap up the show.
We're doing much better.
We're doing much better.
It is harder, I got to say.
What, to hear and play?
Yeah, that was a lot harder.
But you still managed to do it.
You didn't repeat an answer.
You got points. And you got points on the board.
Seriously, that is the worst game show foul, is to repeat an answer that's just been said by somebody else who's right next to you. That is my
nightmare.
I'm
also talking about your brother, Frank.
Your brother.
Hey, my brother, Frank.
Maybe we just have to hope that they'll realize that he knows Steve Harvey from 25 years ago.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.